warning. The Catholic Man Show contains high levels of manliness. If you think you may be too weak to withstand the manliness represented in the following program, please do yourself a favor and stop listening now. If you choose to continue in spite of this warning, if at any time you feel yourself overcome by the manliness, stop immediately and consult your closest medical professional. And now, for the not-so-fair, faint, or frilly, we present The Catholic Man Show.
And welcome to the Catholic Man Show. We're on the Lord's team, the winning side, so raise your glass. This is the show where we encourage men to be bold, to be holy, to live Catholic every day.
Be bold.
Be bold. And I am Adam Minahan, your co-host, sitting here with the newly fathered of Mary Angelica, David Niles.
Yeah, dude, I got an upgrade.
Yeah, you did. That was awesome.
It was pretty awesome.
Although it was crazy timing because you were supposed to be here last week with Michael Miley, but
I was so bummed out. I didn't even get to meet him.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. We videoed last week.
Yeah.
We have not got the video up yet. We realized there were a little bit of issues with the video recording that we weren't prepared for.
I sneak peeked it, though.
Yeah. So we're still in the process of editing it. Hopefully by the time you guys are hearing this, or close to, we'll have it completed.
Yeah, so my daughter, she was supposed to be born. Her due date was October 30th. And she was late. She was late.
Mm-hmm.
So.
But mom and baby are doing great.
They're doing fantastic.
Yes.
Yeah.
And how awesome is it that Mary Angelica, the name?
Yeah, so we had decided a long time ago, if it's a girl, first name's going to be Mary. We were working on a middle name, you know, between a few things. And then we was like, she was born. And then I told Pamela, we need to decide a middle name. It's time.
It's time.
And then we both, all of a sudden, were just really feeling Angelica between the two. And then afterwards, I realized that was Mother Angelica's actual name.
Oh, so that was not pre-planned.
Well, Mary was, be Mary.
But after the whole Mother Angelica.
Well, it was like Mary Angelica for Mother Angelica.
Yeah.
And then I realized, oh, that was her real name.
Yeah. Mother Mary Angelica.
Yeah, she's really named after Mother Angelica.
Yeah, absolutely.
So the middle name was for Mother Angelica.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's awesome,
man. It worked out really well.
Yeah, but that's awesome. I'm super pumped for you.
Yeah.
And you got another girl. I got a girl on the way.
Yeah, dude.
So I'm super pumped.
They're going to be best friends.
They are going to be best friends. Haley, my wife, her due date is end of March. So we still got a little bit, but she's about halfway through the pregnancy. Let me tell you, it has flown by.
Easy for you to say.
Yeah, if she was here, she would not like that, but that was a joke. but yes, so welcome to
Catholic. Just kidding, Haley.
Yeah, just kidding. I'm joking, babe. But welcome to the Catholic Man Show. If this is your first time listening,
just make sure to leave the room when the show comes on Thursday if she's listening.
Yeah. If you've caught us on podcast or social media, or YouTube, we thank you for...
Or in person. If you caught us in person, that's impressive.
That is impressive. But welcome to the Catholic Man Show. We do three things every episode. Dave, you want to hit them?
Sure. Yeah, I'd love to. This is the first thing we do is we open, review, and enjoy a manly beverage, which I hope we do very soon. The second thing we do is highlight a man gear of some kind, things that every Catholic man should have and use in their daily life. And then, finally, we have a manly discussion.
Yep.
And we've got a pretty... I know we say this all the time, but we've got a very manly discussion to have today.
Absolutely. And each segment we try to highlight virtues that men should carry and have in everyday life living in a secular world.
Word.
So that's what we're trying to do. Let's bust into the man beverage, though.
Okay.
Our man beverage today is Teeling Whiskey, single malt, Irish whiskey.
Not a scotch. So people say, all you drink is scotch.
Yeah, it's not a scotch. It's an Irish whiskey.
Still, I know it's a whiskey.
Right. But, but it is Irish
technicalities,
whiskey.
Yeah,
exactly. Irish whiskey. Why don't you go ahead and pour us a little bit, Dave?
T'would be my plaisir.
So the
Do you think the French make any whiskey? I just had a French accent.
I don't know. I don't know.
I think they make I know they make cognac, but Americans drink it all.
Right. Teeling's single malt contains whiskeys aged up to 23 years.
Dang.
Which have been matured in a range of wine casks, with sherry, port,
there you are,
white burgundy, cabernet, and it's considered a rich and spicy whiskey.
It's a very light color.
Right. It is a very... It's almost like a... It's even a little lighter than apple juice.
It is.
So
maybe if you get the really cheap apple juice, it's about that color.
Yeah, or water it down. Yeah. So let's try it. We're on the Lord's team.
The winning side.
So raise your glass.
Raise them. Mmm.
So I instantly hit lemon. Mm. Lemon hits me quick.
Lemon always hits me with Irish whiskeys. When I describe Irish whiskeys to people, I tell them they're in, like, the lemon family.
Okay.
I get... There's, like, something on the way down. Like, as I'm swallowing...
Mine's like dried fruit.
Yeah. It's. I was going to say brown sugar because it's
kind of sweet.
But then I was like, no, it's not brown sugar.
It's kind of like a dried
fruit. It's a dried fruit. That's good. That's what it is.
So, Dave, I wanted to kind of tell a little story about this.
Please.
And the reason why I picked this.
Do tell.
This last week, I was at EWTN.
EWTN.
And I had... It was a lot of fun. I got a chance to talk to a lot of different people.
Yeah, I saw your picture with Mr. Arroyo.
Yeah.
Arroyo. Arroyo.
Yeah.
Hey.
Garcia.
I went to Garcia and heard Arroyo.
Arroyo. Yeah. Anyway, so...
That's funny.
That's
funny to me. If you haven't been to Garcia, then that's not funny to you. And so I get it. But it's funny to me.
We had the opportunity to go to... Hansville, Alabama, with Our Lady of the Angels Monastery, which is the monastery that Mother Angelica built. Absolutely
okay.
Gorgeous.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, top-notch, beautiful. One of the cool things that we had a chance to do, which most people don't get a chance to do, was we got to visit for 30 minutes with the Poor Clares.
Okay.
And they're cloistered.
Right.
So they don't talk to the outside world.
Uh-huh.
You know, they're cloistered, so they're in with prayer.
Stay inside.
And, yeah. So, but Mother of the Order gave us the mm-hmm. opportunity to talk to him. Now,
she's not been the mother for very long.
No.
Less than a year.
Correct. So, we're in this room.
Mother Angelica, just as a reminder, died on Easter.
On Easter this
which
year.
Which is awesome.
Yeah. So, we're in this room.
Be a sweet day to
but
die.
It's not like we're in a parlor or a living room or something. Like, we're in a room. We're on one side. Then there's bars. And then them on the other side.
Literally,
so,
bars.
Yeah, literally.
Like they're in prison.
Almost. I mean, it's pretty, but...
Uh-huh. They're very beautiful bars.
They are, but, you can get your hand in there to shake their hand, but we're still disconnected in that way.
Uh-huh.
So I talked to the first nun that I talked to, I was listening to her, and her accent instantly hit me, and I was like, are you from Ireland? And she said, yeah, I'm from Ireland. I'm outside of Dublin. She named the city. I don't know what it was.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, man, that's awesome. My family's from Ireland. We're from Cork, Ireland. She's like, really? And so we started talking about it. This man walks up, Dave, and he's from Ireland. He flew in to EWTN. He's from Ireland.
Okay.
And he was overhearing our conversation and said, you're from Ireland? And she said, yeah. And he goes, what town are you from? And she said, the town. He's like, I'm from that town. And we're like, what? You know, and he was like, yeah, I've been trying to get a radio station going in Ireland for a long time. We've got it up, and then it's fallen to the ground, and I've been trying to get a lot of more activity of the Catholic faith in Ireland because it's very...
Falling apart.
Yeah, it's very secular. I mean, it's like people say they're Catholic, but they don't practice at all.
Yeah, they're not Catholic.
Right. So he keeps telling the stories of his struggles of trying to get the radio station going and all this stuff, and he goes, so what parish were you from? She names the parish and goes, I'm from that parish.
That's where I go to.
And he goes, do you know Tommy from Ireland? You know, from this parish.
Tommy from Ireland.
Yeah. And she's like, I do know him. And it's like, are we in the Twilight Zone right now? You know, like, this is really crazy.
Do we know each other?
Yeah. Well, okay. So he said, he goes, I've been trying, I've been doing all this stuff, even from like just passing out apologetic flyers to people who go to Catholic mass on Christmas. You know, and it has apologetics, you know, just basic questions. He's been trying all this stuff. And she goes, like, she just stops. Like, he's talking, and you can just tell, like, this, like, dead, like, stone cold look goes over her. And she goes, "Oh my goodness, I want to let you know something." And he's like, "Okay." And she goes, "I received one of those flyers. And that was the first time that I heard the call to become in the religious life."
What?
And, you know, his eyes start filling up with tears as she's telling, like, I'm just sitting here, bystanding, witnessing this. And his eyes are filling up with tears. And she goes, "I want to let you know that that seed was the seed that was planted that called me into the religious life. And I've been a nun of, you know, the Poor Clares for 9 years. I moved out here. And I'm part of, you know, Mother Angelica's order. And you're the reason why I decided to become a nun. Like, that wow. was the first call."
And so you look at him and go, "So what's the weather like in Ireland?"
Dude, his tears were literally coming down his eyes from his face. And you could tell this man has tried so hard to bring Catholic faith to everybody and has felt defeated.
You know,
this man has felt defeated.
You just have no idea the fruits.
He couldn't even say anything. I caught him in the chapel later. He snotted, shook her hand and left. He hugged her, shook her hand and left. And I caught him in the chapel later, and he was just bawling. Moral of the story is, never give up. It's our job to plant the seeds, and the Holy Spirit will do the rest. It was an amazing, I was grace-filled opportunity conversation that I got to witness. It was, oh my goodness, I can't. Anyway, that's why I went with the Irish whiskey.
Okay, I was really wondering, what does this have to do with the whiskey?
Irish whiskey, that's
okay,
why.
Okay, so it's just Irish.
Yeah.
Okay, I gotcha.
So, we'll be right back. We're on the Lord's team.
The winning side.
So, raise your glass.
Welcome back to the Catholic Man Show. I'm David Niles. Feels good to be back in the seat. I know it's only gone for a week, but I missed it.
Mm-hmm.
I missed you guys.
Dude, I have chills still from that story.
It's a weird story.
The odds of she being from Ireland, he being from Ireland.
I went to that parish.
Yeah, them being in the same place, being the instrument for her being... hearing the call to the religious life. I was just sitting there...
Crazy.
Yeah. I was just sitting there thinking, this is an amazing... I'm so grateful for the grace of listening to this conversation.
Yeah.
Because how many times... I know you feel the same way. You've felt the same way. Where you feel like you've planted all these seeds and you've gotten nowhere.
Mm-hmm.
You're like, I've done... I've tried very hard to plant these seeds and nothing is happening.
Yeah, dude. I'm still trying to get you to quit sinning.
Yeah.
But you keep doing it, and it's getting nowhere with you.
I know. Well, I'm a tough cookie to crack. Yeah, tough cookie to crack. No, nut to crack.
And that's the way the cookie crumbles.
But anyway, it was just an absolutely cool moment.
Sweet, dude.
Anyway, but we can talk a little bit more about.
I'm glad at the end, because the whole time you're telling the story is just bewildered and thinking I can't
imagine what.
Wow. Teeling is maybe a bottle of Teeling is what made her join the nunnery or something.
The nunnery. No, the Irish whiskey.
Okay,
the Irish whiskey.
And then you filled in the blanks there at the end.
Right. So anyway, but this is a very smooth.
Okay, so Scotch is my favorite whiskey. Irish whiskeys second favorite.
Mm-hmm.
They're my second favorite.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not counting Japanese whiskey. I mean, there's two good Japanese whiskeys I know of, and they're both very good, but I'm not sure that makes enough to say, I like Japanese,
right.
quote, whiskeys.
Right.
But Irish whiskeys are refreshing. They are more, they have a refreshing
mm-hmm.
side to them that others don't,
It's really nice because they have the very wood, oak taste, Scotches do.
Yeah.
But they have this, fruit
it's
undertones.
Lemon is, you know, that's why it's in Sprite, and lemon is a refreshing flavor.
Right.
Makes you just like, when I'm like, I can do it.
Mm-hmm.
I can. I'm going to get up and do it. Whatever it is.
Okay. I don't know
It's a motivating fruit. Everybody knows that about lemons, that they're a very motivational fruit.
Okay.
You're acting like you don't know that. I know that you know that. Everybody knows that about lemons.
Okay. I don't have anything to comment. And I have nothing to say about this. So let's jump into... Well, is there anything else you want to say about the Irish whiskey before we move into the
You said
the
this one was like $55.
Yes. I actually caught it on sale. So I didn't pay $55, but that's $50 to $55, I think, is the range.
So this is very, very good. I think there are probably better... well, not better. I think there are probably, for the money, other Irish whiskeys I would get that aren't $55. You know, if you're in the store... there's nothing wrong with this whiskey.
Right.
This is delicious. But Powers is a lot cheaper, I think.
The 12-year Tully Moore Dew... Irish whiskey is
Which
very
we've
good.
We had that one a long time ago.
Yeah. Powers was our first one.
Yeah. Was it?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
I'm losing
signature,
it, dude.
Signature release.
I'm losing it.
But Tully Moore Dew 12-year is one of my go-to Irish whiskeys because it's not super expensive.
Yeah.
But it's a very smooth Irish whiskey.
Yeah.
Anyway, the uniqueness of how light the whiskey is...
Do you mean in color?
In color, yeah. It is very interesting. I don't know if I've had a...
Yeah, and I'm not sure there is necessarily a correlation between the color of the whiskey and the flavor. There may be. I just don't know.
Yeah.
Anyway.
I bet it has to do with something.
It's super good.
Yeah.
It's super good.
It is good. So let's jump into the Man Gear. Let you introduce it.
You want me to?
Yeah.
Okay. The Man Gear today is the Ladate app.
So say it like... A lot of people say it.
How else do they say it?
Ladate.
They say Ladate?
Yeah, Ladate. I mean, I've heard them say Ladate.
Well, it's Latin. And it's
right.
Ladate.
Right, that's why I wanted to...
Okay, well, if you're saying it Ladate, let me just, out of Christian charity, correct you because you're saying it wrong. It's Ladate. It's spelled Laudate. So I guess I see why you would say Ladate, but it's a Latin word, and so it's pronounced Ladate.
And it's a free app.
Totally free. And it's basically the coolest. It's the bee's knees as far as Catholic apps go, in my opinion. There might be a better one out there that I'm just unaware of, but
it has so
much. This is the most comprehensive Catholic app I know of.
For free. Especially for free.
Because, man, this app covers the gamut of Catholics. If you want to be like a, listen, I'm a Novus Ordo English dude.
Mm-hmm.
You got you.
Perfect.
If you want to be a Latin Mass Catholic, they've got you.
Yeah.
They have like 100, 200, 300, I don't know, prayers. And then there's like in Latin. Oh, they have way more than 300 prayers, but they have...
Oh, they probably have...
I don't know.
30, 40.
In Latin?
Yeah.
Look, keeps going. I'll bet that was 100.
Okay, maybe. I'll give that to you.
I'm not counting them, but, you know, there's at least
there's
10
a lot.
On the screen. There's a lot of Latin prayers.
But, not, okay, so it
if,
has
if that's what you want, you know what I'm saying?
So it has prayers, it has liturgy, the hours, it has the daily readings, it has the rosary and chaplet, it has the stations of the cross, it has, like we said, the prayers, it has the catechism, has different Catholic media, has EWTN on there, has a few different podcasts on there, has the Bible on there. Both
it has the whole catechism. You
it
can
has the whole
it has
catechism.
A searchable catechism on this app, which is surprisingly difficult to find.
Mm-hmm.
There's a website from like a parish in like Alabama or Missouri or something who indexed the whole catechism, and if you go to their parish website, you can
that's impressive
search it.
I wonder how long that took.
But it's like that's the only one that, other than this app, I just don't know of any. I'm sure there's others
Verbum.
Out there. Well, yeah, but... That's Verbum is a totally different thing, which is super awesome. But
that may be a Catholic man. That
oh,
may
it,
be
it,
a,
it
a
totally
man
should be.
Later.
Totally should be. But they've got Catholic Bites.
Saint of the Day.
Yeah.
The Missal.
So I use this every morning at breakfast to read the daily readings. That was what I did for Lent earlier this year, was I read the daily readings every day. I try to pick things for Lent that I wish I did. And in attempt, I'm going to use Lent to try to make this a habit so that after Lent, I keep doing it. And so this year, I was successful. I still read the daily readings. And so I always use this just because they're right there. Yeah, and it's got the Saint of the Day. It's got the rosary a couple different ways. Like, mm-hmm. you can use the app as the beads, mm-hmm. which is a little weird, but you can do it. Or
you can just be a man and carry a rosary in your pocket.
Yeah, well, that's I think so, too. But yeah. there's also, like, several rosary podcasts.
Mm-hmm.
It's not really a podcast. Audio
yeah.
that you can play. And it's got Latin, English. You know, do you want two people doing the rosary, or do you want one person doing the rosary? Like,
there's just a lot of different options.
Do you want a dude with an accent saying the rosary? Because they've got all these things. It's just a very, very, very cool. And this app is on the home screen of my phone.
Yeah.
You know, I turn on my phone, go to my home screen. I've got, you know, maybe 10 apps.
Also, let me throw this out at you. Or to the listener, if you're not a Catholic but interested in becoming Catholic or thinking about becoming Catholic, and decide to go to Mass one day, and uh-huh. you don't want to, you don't know exactly what's going on, you don't know how to follow it.
Right.
This app has the order of the Mass on there.
Yeah.
Where you can click
it's got
a
missal.
Right, and you literally can just read it. You know, going Which, down.
If you're not Catholic, is not a like rocket projectile, a missal. It's a book that yeah. walks you through the
okay.
Mass.
I was confused
you
for
might
a
think,
second.
Wow, it's got a missal inside that app. That is a comprehensive app. No, it's a book that walks you through the liturgy of the Mass.
Yeah. So, but I think it's very useful. I mean, it's very practical and helpful for even those who are not Catholic.
Yeah, so if you don't have it, just go download it because it's mm-hmm. totally free.
Yeah, like I said,
It'll
it also has
mind.
The Saints of the Day, so you can... look that
and
up.
It has all the saints of the day.
Right.
Not
yeah.
just like from the modern calendar.
Yeah.
It has
all
of them.
Which is really cool. I like to pull that up every once in a while. Well, I try to regularly, but I don't every day. But I try to pull it up so that way I know who I can pray to, you know, who I can have intercede for me.
Totally.
And so that it's pretty cool to use it that way as well.
So that's the main gear.
That's the main. But I don't know if that was actually used. That probably wasn't the right sound.
That's
sound
why
bite.
I didn't even know what to say after that.
Yeah, that wasn't a joke.
You calling that a sound bite?
Or
sound effect?
Sound effect.
Yeah, it wasn't a joke.
No.
That really is the main gear.
That really is the main gear. It also does an examination of conscience.
Correct. I'm so glad you said that, because that's supposed to be our segue.
Yes, that is
we even talked about we need this to be our segue.
Right.
So you can go in there, and they just updated it. Now it's like, who are you? Are you a child? Are you an adult? Are you single? Are you married? Because they have different examination of conscience for these different people. Because obviously they probably, like, when I was a child, I sinned as a child. But now I became a man, and I sin as a man. That's like a play on words, you know, from a Bible verse that hopefully you know. I can't think of what it is, but anyway... You know, and so you go into like, oh, boom, yep, these are my sins, and then you say next, and then it puts together a list of like, all right, here's what you said you needed to confess. Because I'm sure we've all gone to confession and been like, I know there was one more thing I was supposed to confess, but I can't remember it.
Right. So it's a great examination of conscience, which is going to segue into our topic, which we'll get back to at the end of this break. It is confession.
Spoiler alert.
Yeah.
Whoa. Anyway, we're on the Lord's team.
The winning side.
So raise your glass.
Welcome back to the Catholic Man Show. Hope you enjoyed that break. That's what we call the hard break in the biz. That's all I had to say about that.
Thanks for that.
You're welcome.
Write that down.
Yeah. The hard break. We're enjoying some Teeling Irish Whiskey Single Malt. We just got done talking about the Laudate app, which is something that if you don't have on your phone or tablet, you need to do.
Let me ask you a question. Have you prayed for the friends of the show by names today, individually?
Not today. Not today.
Well, but what are you waiting for, dude?
I still got time.
Dude.
I still have time.
The hour is late.
I still have time.
You trying to, like, cut it close or something?
That is a good point. We do need to bring up the friends of the show really fast.
Well, just, are you going to do it today? You have to.
I'm going to try.
Every day.
I'm going to try.
By name.
That's the promise that you made without my permission to all of our
friends
of the show.
I speak for you, though.
Yeah. Friends of the show, if this is your first time listening, friends of the show are people...
I'm the co-host. I speak for you.
Yeah. Whatever. friends of the show are guys or gals who go to breadboxmedia.com.
So far, it's just guys.
Right. They click on a tab on breadboxmedia.com. It says friends of the show. And they donate at least $10 a month. To help us with this podcast, and in return, we send them a Glencairn glass that has our logo on it. We put them in, they get a newsletter monthly or about roughly monthly. They get to put in a private Facebook group that we have, and they get an opportunity to win different books, t-shirts, bumper stickers, things that we have.
Right.
We also do exclusive content for them, like we just did. I did one with Michael Miley while he was here. We did about a full hour of just talking, unscripted, about our Catholic faith and things that, you know, he sees throughout his life. Anyway, so if you do that, it'd be awesome. We're starting to get a good group of men.
We've had some good convo going this last week.
Had some good convo. You can go to breadboxmedia.com, the tab friend of the show. Donate $10 a month.
It's probably why I was mentioning the Latin Mass so much in that last segment, because we were talking about the Latin Mass.
Yeah.
And a comment the Pope Francis made.
Yeah. So anyway, we're going to leave it at that. But we welcome you to become a friend of the show.
And your money, we don't just keep it. It goes to our mission of Catholic radio here in the Tulsa area.
Right. And to increase our show's production. You know, there's things that we want to do. There's opportunities that we have. You know, we bought a bunch of t-shirts. We have a bunch of bumper stickers. All of this costs money. These Glencairn glasses that we buy. You know, we do this, you know, to create a group around us, but it all costs money. So anyway, it helps us achieve this mission.
It does help.
So let's talk about, this is the Year of Mercy. And as you're listening to this right now, if you're listening live.
Still barely the Year of Mercy.
November 20th is the last day of the Year of Mercy. And so in doing so, we should have talked about this probably a long time ago, but now is a good time to talk about it.
Yeah, we procrastinated, I guess.
Better late than never.
It's the man show. What do you expect?
So we're going to talk about the Sacrament of Penance and Reconciliation. We're not going to take it...
I forgive you.
Thank you. We're not going to take this...
You're welcome.
Are you done? We're not going to take the approach of this topic in the apologetic sense. We're not going to use all of the verses of why...
Have we done that before?
I don't think so.
Maybe we have.
I don't think so.
You don't
think so? Go read John 20:23.
Just go read it.
Read that.
Just
anyway,
gander at it.
But we're not going to approach this in an apologetic sense.
No.
But we're going to approach it from the benefits and partaking in the Sacrament of Reconciliation or Penance.
Which are many.
And this isn't a specific list. It's not like that we cover everything, but in the amount of time that we have, we made some points. Actually, these points that we're going to make, I actually heard from Father Wade.
I wish Pope Benedict had ever said anything
about confession.
About confession.
Yeah. But Father Wade is the father from the Fathers of Mercy. I heard a talk from him at EW10 this last week. Gave an amazing talk, and so he outlined some of these bullet points that I wanted to share with you guys because it was just too good. No,
wait, who is the quote by? Is it not by Pope Benedict?
No.
Oh, that's what I was trying to do. Oh. Never mind, I've ruined it.
Yeah.
Who's it by?
Pope Pius XII.
Dang it! I knew it was a pope.
Yeah. So here's what Pope Pius XII says: He defended the practice of frequent confession, even for venial sins. He says by it, self knowledge is increased. Christian humility grows, bad habits are corrected, spiritual neglect is resisted, the conscience is purified, the will is strengthened, the self-control is attained, the grace is increased in virtue of the sacrament itself. So
that's why I'm so humble, I think.
That's probably why.
Because I've had to go to confession so many times in my life.
So we're going to hit a couple of these bullet points because we think that it...
Dude, I used to be every week.
Oh.
Back in the day.
Oh, dude.
I was an every week guy.
Yeah, I was every... In fact, I still try to go on a weekly basis if I can.
Really?
Yeah.
That's tough to do.
But I try to make...
I mean, it's just tough to actually logistically do it.
Well, I go to noon mass quite, you know, at least a couple times a week at the cathedral.
That's a good way. In fact, the last time I went to confession was there at cathedral.
If you're listening in Tulsa right now, Holy Family has mass at 12:05 every day.
Yeah, 12:05.
Yeah, and before that, they have confession, so it's an easy way to do that. But I want to encourage men to go to confession, and I want to kind of break down a couple barriers really fast.
Okay. I will allow it.
Thank you. Confession a lot of times can be intimidating, scary, nerve-wracking, especially for men who maybe haven't been to confession in a while.
Yeah.
You know, years or months or years. Mm-hmm. It could be intimidating. I want to reassure you that confession is not the same as spiritual direction, which are two totally different things. Sometimes you can get spiritual direction in confession, but not always.
Right.
And while you're in confession, the only two things that you're required to do is name and number of sins. So
Kind and number.
Mm-hmm. So you don't have to necessarily like go into detail, graphic detail. In fact, priests ask you not to go into graphic detail with your sins because it's to keep them from it's an avoiding of temptation of sin for them and their aspect.
Okay.
I've heard that before, that you don't want to go into graphic detail of your sins, causing the priest to sin with his imagination or
sure.
Whatever, you know.
Yeah, obviously, I mean, you'd have to go into very graphic detail, I think.
Well, I mean, sometimes people feel like that they have to, you know, they're so scrupulous on their sin that they have to go exactly.
Yeah. Scrupulosity is a, man, that's a tough one.
Right.
For people who struggle with that.
Yeah. But they feel like they have to, you know, justify their sin.
Yeah.
Which is like, let me set up the
well,
situation.
This is why I did
the
it.
The scenario you know. Of why I sinned. Or they feel like that sometimes that they have to go into exactly what they've done, you know, to, like by the graphic nature of the sin for it to be forgiven. And that's not the case. The only thing you have to do is name the kind and number of sins. So, for example, I sinned against the virtue of impurity and keeping...
Whoa, dude.
The custody of my eyes three times.
You don't have to tell us.
It's for an example.
Oh, this is for example.
I said,
okay.
That's why I said for
I was
example.
I was really worried that you were...
I sinned, you know, against impurity or against purity three times this month or whatever what is. You don't have to go into graphic detail of what you did, you know, how you did that or to the nature of it being, you know...
Yeah, but a sin against purity could be a lot of things.
So they say, like, okay, here's another example. I hit somebody so hard they had to go to the hospital. Okay, out of anger. That's really all you have to say, unless you have to describe, like, I hit my wife so hard that she had to go to the hospital out of anger.
That's different.
Because it increases the sin. Like,
yeah, or my child.
Or my child, because it's more grave sin.
So, in my life, I found it... Well, all right. Growing up, I think every man has felt uncomfortable confessing. And I shouldn't say every man, but I think a lot of men feel uncomfortable when they have to confess masturbation.
Yeah, without a doubt.
Okay, and thank God, praise Jesus. This is something that I've overcome.
Mm-hmm.
But... The way I used to confess it was, I have been impure with myself.
Right. And
that way, because there's just something about the word masturbation.
That's intimidating.
Yeah,
or
any of the other euphemisms for it. Like,
right.
When you're in the confessional.
Yeah, you don't have to go into the
It just feels...
Wrong.
It feels... it just
right.
Terrible.
So being impure with yourself.
Even using the words makes you feel even worse about it, you know?
Right.
Like, but that's just I always found that was my... The easiest way to confess that.
Without a doubt.
Mm-hmm.
And the priest isn't going to say, well, how are you impure with yourself? I mean, that...
Yeah, he knows what you mean.
Right, so it's a great way to do it. But I want to go into these couple points, but we're about to hit a hard break. So, or not a hard break, a soft break.
This is a soft break.
It's a soft break. But nobody
knows what that is.
I want to encourage men to go to confession. Our Lord is a merciful Lord, and He waits for you to come back into communion fully with Him.
Word.
And you know, Pope Francis' book, he put the name for I shouldn't have even brought this up because I don't know the exact title, but it's like the name for God is mercy or something like that.
Okay. Not familiar.
But he wrote a book, something like that. But anyway, I just want to encourage men, if you haven't been to confession, this is the year of mercy. Our Lord yearns to be back in communion with you, and will forgive all your sins. You just have to confess them. So when we get back, we're going to hit a couple of these bullet points. We're on the Lord's team.
The winning side.
So raise your glass.
Welcome back, my friend, to the Catholic Man Show. Thanks for listening to the Catholic Man Show. That's something we don't do very often, but thanks for listening. We appreciate you.
Yes, we do.
You, bro. You.
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 And if you're a woman who's listening right now, we thank you as well, and we ask you to get your husband to listen as you know, ask him to listen.
Yeah. In fact, make him. We know that you can.
Yeah. You have that power.
Okay. So, here's the thing about confession.
Okay.
When you die and you get judged, if you go to hell, it's going to be totally your fault.
Yeah.
Totally your fault. Okay? God has already, it's like, He's already paid for all of your sins. He already paid for it. You're just refusing to accept it.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, when you go to, you're going to be judged, you'd be like, yo, I already paid for this. Why didn't you accept the payment that I gave you? All you have to do is go to confession and receive the payment.
Right. Two things are going to happen. Either you're going to ask the Lord, thy will be done, or you're going to tell the Lord's going to tell you, thy will be done.
Mm-hmm.
Mm,
yeah.
That's deep. You can rewind that and replay it if you need to.
Maybe like 5 or 6 times.
Okay. Let's get into the benefits of partaking in the frequency of confession.
As we said, there are many.
Yes. So the first one, bullet point one, the conscience is purified. So there's men out there I know that have held on to a sin for a long time, and it weighs on you. I mean, it eats at you. It has to.
Yeah.
You know? And
I know it does.
Yeah. And so I think that it's important to be in the state so much so that if you're about to die, you can literally say, there is no mortal sin that I can think of that is on my soul.
Mm-hmm.
That's the state that you need to be in.
Right.
And so your conscience, like, you know, I think even at the second grade, like whenever I went to my first confession, I remember confessing and feeling lighter as I came out. I literally felt like, oh, I'm lighter.
Mm-hmm.
And so,
yeah, walking out of the confessional, hands down the best feeling in the world.
Absolutely. So your conscience is purified.
Every time.
Every time.
It's not just like, oh, those times I really did something wrong, that was the best feeling when I left the confessional that time. No. Every time.
Every time.
Out of the confessional, best time. Best feeling.
Second one. Grace is increased. And I think that's self-explanatory. Like,
totally.
When you become in communion with God, your grace is increased. When you're in the state of mortal sin, no good work is meritorious in the eyes of God.
Correct.
That's what St. Thomas says. Aquinas.
Mm-hmm.
Which is like 2 points for us for using St. Thomas Aquinas.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
So,
In fact, I dare to give us 3 points.
I
would be so bold.
So grace is increased. The next one.
Not just for you, for everybody.
For everybody, because we're body to Christ.
Body of Christ.
The body of Christ.
Hashtag body of Christ.
Third one.
Hashtag not the Eucharist.
Third one. Will is strengthened. How many times?
Totally.
I mean, this is real. How many times have you been struggling with a sin, you go to confession with this sin, and you come back out, and that temptation of that sin
is wiped out, especially with venial sins.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, like, you don't necessarily confess those. But, yeah, this is something
You're not required to.
Well, you don't
necessarily.
But, oh, you should.
And you should. Like,
but
I encourage you.
I mean, like, if I confessed all my venial sins, I'd be in there for hours.
Right.
You know, I just can't do that.
Right.
But I'm working on being more sensitive to my venial sins. You know, like, my interior attitude toward things.
Mm-hmm.
That's something that I'm, like, really trying to focus on.
Believe it or not, we are all called to not only not commit mortal sins, but not commit venial sins.
Correct.
We are all called to that.
Right.
Everybody
yeah.
is given the grace to cease to sin.
Yeah, so, like, when I have something I don't like, you know, do I maintain my inner peace, my inner joy about it,
mm-hmm.
you know, like, or do I let myself get cynical, you know, that's the kind of things I'm trying to, like, pay more attention to,
mm-hmm.
you know, or, like, gossiping,
mm-hmm.
especially for, I know this is really more of something that women struggle with, but there's a lot of men who struggle with it, too.
Yeah, without a doubt.
And even there's, you might have someone in your office who you don't like to gossip, but they always come gossip to you. And, like, do you participate in that kind of
yeah,
thing?
Yeah, remember,
you know?
For what I have done and what I have failed to do.
Right. Or do you say, like, hey, maybe you should give the guy, you know, the
benefit of the doubt.
But thank you. I'm glad you said that because I couldn't remember what that was.
Okay, next one. Self-knowledge is increased.
Okay.
This is so true.
Very true.
As men...
When you say that, I say, yes, it's true.
As men, we tend to be prideful as is, like, I think by
what?
Our nature...
I'm not prideful.
Exactly. But self-knowledge is increased when you go to confession because you have to verbally confess the sins that you've committed. And you realize...
Out loud.
Out
verbally.
Loud.
Out verbally out loud.
Yeah. Normally when mm-hmm. it's verbally...
Yep, that's what I said.
Yeah. yes. But when you say... When you're going to confession, you realize, I've said this sin... You know, I've had to confess this sin several times. Obviously, I'm struggling with this.
Uh-huh.
And maybe I wouldn't have been aware of it had I not been to confession.
Right, but what I mentioned about the venial sins earlier is, like, you know, sometimes there's a venial sin you have in your life that maybe you struggle with. Confess it.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause even if it's a little thing,
mm-hmm.
Bring it up in confession.
Right. Because
and I've heard story after story of people saying, I used to struggle with this venial sin until I confessed it one time in humility.
Mm-hmm.
And confessing things in humility is totally, like, totally other, like, next level confession.
But, you know, that goes back to the bullet point of grace is increased.
Yeah.
That answer.
Yeah. So you were talking earlier about, oh, when I confess something, I want to describe the whole situation around it so that it makes more sense why I committed this sin.
Right.
I've been totally that guy in the mm-hmm. past. And now, when I confess something, I intentionally do not describe the circumstances. Knowing that this is going to make me look more foolish because I'm not saying, I'm just going to say, this is what I did.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not saying, like, how I was antagonized up to that point, you know, none
right.
of that. And I offer that up because it's more of a sacrifice to, because like you said, confession isn't spiritual direction. It's not about, oh, blah, 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 you know, the details, all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It's about confessing your sins to Jesus. Jesus already knows.
Right.
Okay,
yeah.
He knows all that stuff.
Yeah. Spoiler alert.
You don't need to bring it up.
Right.
Okay. So, and I offer it up, which is also probably why I'm so humble, in humility, really, just knowing that that's part of my
penance.
I do that as part of penance.
So the next one, more rapid growth in virtue takes place.
For sure.
I mean, that's without a doubt. We kind of have touched on
confession
that.
Confession is the fastest way to growth and virtue,
and that's
I think.
Why you hear, like,
aside,
you know,
from, like, maybe fasting, I don't know, it's tough.
I would think you get sacramental graces from confession, so I think that
I know. Okay.
So I think that's why you also hear Saint Pope John Paul the Great went to weekly confession,
right?
And you're thinking, like, what is the Pope doing that requires, you know, weekly confession?
Uh-huh.
Well, you know, it makes him grow more rapidly in virtue,
mm-hmm.
and the reason why he's doing it is to receive those graces,
mm-hmm.
and to, for humility.
I heard a priest one time say, like, he was assigned to hear confessions for some nuns for a while,
mm-hmm.
and he's like,
oh, this is Fulton Sheen
joking about how it was like hearing the confessions of a cotton ball war or something.
No, you totally butchered that.
Yeah.
It's hearing the confessions of a nun is like being stoned to death with popcorn.
Okay. That's funnier. That's funnier than what I said.
That's what Archbishop Fulton Sheen said.
Yeah, that would take a long time.
Okay, so the next one.
It's also an oxymoron.
We actually already hit kind of the next one, which is humility grows.
Yeah.
Which you know all
no
about.
Problem. Don't worry, I checked that one off the box.
So we'll move on to the next one.
I checked that box.
Bad habits are assisted in being overcome. So, mm-hmm. again, mm-hmm. It comes back to...
kind of the same thing of what we talked about.
But. Right, but if you're struggling with a certain sin, as you go to confession, you're receiving sacramental graces, which gives you the strength to overcome these temptations in the future.
Yeah.
The next one, a spirit of lukewarmness or mediocrity is assisted in being overcome as well, which is huge because, you know, the Bible does not speak very highly of lukewarmness.
No.
It does not speak
no.
very highly of
someone
lukewarmness.
Someone says, Patrick Coffin is joking about, like, don't be God's vomit. And someone made a joke like, someone make me a shirt. And someone did, and they sent it to him. Like, yeah, if you're hot or cold, but if you're lukewarm, I'll spit you out. Like, don't be God's vomit, man.
I think it goes back to, obviously, you're trying to increase in holiness.
Right.
You know, so you're continually striving for perfection. Be holy as the Father is holy.
Be perfect.
Be perfect.
Yeah.
Yeah. Man,
that's slightly different,
up.
Though. Like, we're not act...
Right.
Yeah. Well, that's nuanced.
Yeah.
We use that word on this show a lot, nuanced.
Yeah. You do.
I do.
You do. Okay, let's go to the next one. Great self-control is achieved in daily living. What do you have to say about that, Dave?
Yes.
All right, and that's the Catholic Man Show. Thank you for listening.
I mean, it's kind of the same thing, like, helps you overcome habits. What was
so
the last
I've heard,
one?
I've heard an exorcist priest say it is more powerful to go to confession to receive an exorcism mm-hmm. regarding a certain grace because you're receiving
yeah.
sacramental grace through confession.
I've heard that too.
That you're not receiving sacramental grace through an exorcism.
Uh-huh.
Confession is a sacrament.
Because the exorcism ritual is not a sacrament.
It's sacramental.
Right, but it's not a sacrament.
But it's not a sacrament.
Yeah.
So anyway, this has been a lot of fun. This has been a great episode. I can't encourage you enough. Within the next 2 days, if you're just now listening to this, take your family
first
to confession.
First Saturdays. Make that your confession day.
At least once
if
a
you
month.
Once a month, guys.
Yeah.
Go to confession. You are not that holy.
And you are in charge. You're the spiritual leader of your family. So.
Yeah.
Take your family to confession.
You are sinning more than you think.
Anyway, thank you so much for listening to the Catholic Man Show. We are on the Lord's team.
The winning side.
So raise your
glass.
We are winners.
We are winners.